You can't outdo God. He knew that they were about to purpose some things on his behalf and stay true to the God that they knew from their homeland. And God strategically, this is what I love, because when you take a stand, God doesn't just give you general favor. He gives you favor strategically. He'll give you favor with people that nobody else gets favor with. Listen, I don't know why I'm doing this here. I ain't never done this for nobody. I'm gonna let you slide this time. That policeman that writes tickets to everybody, right up on you. Got the tablet out. All of a sudden the angel touch him. Say, all right, I'm gonna give you a warning this time. You can't be doing 100 in a 40 mile an hour zone. Amen. He gave them favor. When you purpose, it may not initially seem like it because you're going against the tide, against the status quo, against folk that live in fear, that won't step outside a boundary, that are under the law of sin and death. Walking in fear anyway, they just want to keep their job. Just don't rock the boat. Well, Daniel's about to sink the boat. But because he requested and he was standing for God, God gave him favor with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said, don't you know, Daniel, that my head could be cut off for this? And think about it now. This man putting his life on the line for Daniel and the Hebrews because they didn't want to eat the king's meat. He, don't you know my head can be cut off if you guys are presented and you don't look as well as these? He said, prove us 10 days. Of course, you know the story. They proved them 10 days, and Daniel and the Hebrews, their countenance was fatter and fairer than all the other Hebrews. All the other prisoners there. So we see they stood on purpose, okay? And that's in Daniel chapter 1 and verse number 8. Says here, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. Portion of the king's meat was offered unto idols as well, so they didn't want anything to do with that, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile him. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. There we have it. So we see purpose. Number two, we talked about pureness, staying pure. It doesn't mean that we are perfect. Doesn't mean you don't ever get mad. Doesn't mean you don't ever say anything wrong. Doesn't mean that you have a flaw here and there. But what it does mean is that, and this was the thing about the patriarchs of old. When they messed up, they didn't just stay there and wallow. They knew they was messed up. They knew they had flaws. They just kept believing God. They will repent, God will get them right, and then they move on. A lot of people, they miss the mark, and then they just stagnate, like it was up to you anyway. It's not up to your good works. Do the best you can. Work with excellence. Do the very best you can with what you have, but you're going to miss the mark from time to time. And you have to understand that. And so when you do, just gather yourself, get before God, get it corrected, and move on. As many times as Abraham messed up, he lied. Think about what he had to do to get back right with Sarah. He told Pharaoh that Sarah was his sister. He kicked her to the curb for a little while because he was afraid of losing his life. God had to intervene for him. Huh? Went in under Hagar. I mean, time after time after time. But see, he kept journeying. He kept his heart pure. He kept journeying. You know, you have to wash your feet every now and then because you got off track. You got out of your lane. Tell somebody, stay in the race. So he purposed. His heart was pure. Number three, we talked about how he was proven. In other words, he found favor. See, what you believe has to have an arena to be proven in. You can't say God will bless you if you give and you don't give. You ain't proving nothing. Child, I know God will bless you. Okay, prove it. It's quiet in here. Everybody just got a little red back. What we believe must be proven. Before they, when they build bridges, they can tell you though that bridge will last a good 50, 75 years, the girders, because before they put the steel into the bridges that are steel, they stress test the steel. They have certain tests. I don't know how they test them, but they test them, and they can tell you how long this will last before it needs any type of repair, given the right circumstances. Well, what you believe, see, Daniel purposed, and then, see, you can purpose in your heart and then end up eating the king's meat. But see, Daniel stayed pure, and he purposed, and then he was proven. He requested. Had God not given him favor, things could have went south on him real quick. But God had already gone. Because see, when you allow yourself to be proven, God's already gone before you. He'll not let anything come on you that you can't bear. Come on, tell somebody, God's gone before you. See, sometimes people are waiting on God when God is waiting on them. He's way ahead of you, waiting on you to just catch up with him. Come on, would you please make the decision? Would you please prove me? He's waiting on you. Tell somebody, he's waiting on you. See, we talk about waiting on God, but God is always waiting on us, really. So, to be proven. Now, after he found favor and was proven, after 10 days, the prince of the eunuchs looked. Daniel and the Hebrews looked better, fatter, fairer than all the other children, and they were proven. Psalm 17, verse 3. Let me read that for you. Psalm 17, verse 3 says, "Thou hast proved my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress." Thou hast proved me. Daniel put himself out there to prove God. And the moment he did, he found favor. You're not going to find somebody cutting your head off. You're not going to find yourself being defeated. You'll find that God will prove you. Amen. Come on, anybody really ready to travel into another dimension, another place where God is? A whole new dimension and realm of where God is. Number four was the word position. All 12 of these words that characterize Daniel are going to start with a P. First, we have purpose. Second, we have pureness. Third, we had proven. He was proven. And then number four, we have position. Now look at a young age in verse 20 of chapter 1. After, and see, once they were proven, Melzar took away the portion of their meat and just gave them pulse. They never had to eat the king's meat because they'd been proven. I won't get into all of this right here, but in verse 17, I believe there's a connection here between what they allowed to go into their body and the degree of skill, knowledge, wisdom, interpretation, and things that operated in their life. I don't know if some of you all will remember a message we did years ago called The Breakfast of Champions. There's a connectedness there. Them proving, them not allowing certain things to go into their temple, taking care of their temple as was pleasing to God. You know, a bunch of stuff that we sometimes allow into our body too much. You know, I mean, everything's got sugar and salt in it today. Everything. And a whole lot of stuff got a whole lot of other stuff that ain't no good. One major thing on top of the list is diet sodas. People think they, you know, dieting because it's got diet on. No, that's killing you. You have a sense of your conscience is at ease because it's a diet. No, it's a deadly. The stuff that's in it is killing you. But think about it a moment. I know we, you know, you can't strain at a gnat and get air, you know, but there are certain things that are applicable for you and for your conscience and where you are to stand before God with a pure heart, with a clear conscience. But I believe there was a connectedness with the level of skillfulness that they got, because it's right after that they changed their diet and said they took away the king's meat. They weren't. See, when they came in, they changed all their names to worldly names, servers of Baal and all that foolishness. But they refused to conform on any level. And so because they did that, there was the favor. And it opened, that portal began to open toward them. And God began to give them skill. You know, as much as they wanted them to conform to their realm and their kingdom, God gave them just what they needed in the way of grace to rise above it. You know how sometimes people try to keep you down? Anybody ever had people try to keep you down? Just they see you do things well and they get jealous of you and they start to try to keep you down or try to block you or try to, you know, thwart you or try to keep you from things on the job. They get threatened by you or whatever. But see, God will always give a grace to counter that. First he gave them favor, but then he gave them skill. Then he gave them wisdom. Then he gave them knowledge. Then he gave them an interpretation of things, visions, dreams, and things. God loaded them up so that they could rise up above all of this average stuff. Because the world tries to conform you. But even though we are in the world, we are not of the world. Tell somebody, I'm above the world. Ain't nothing haughty or proud or arrogant about that. We are in it, but we are not of it. We are not on lock to the world's way or the world's system or the world's limitations. We are in it, but we are not of it. We are governed by another kingdom. Amen? So the fourth one is position. Daniel 1, verse 20, look at this. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better. And all the musicians, astrologers that were in all his realm. Here are these young boys, because of their submission to God and their beginning to travel, now they've been brought into another realm, into the king's realm. This is where the astrologers are, the magicians, call them witch doctors.
This is Trevor Banks again. And I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TRF. Banks, or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.